531.
Birth tourism. I did not know this was a thing. Well, I knew about the practice, but I didn't know there was a term for it until this morning. And we're in the Northern Marianas this morning because the governor of the Northern Marianas is seeking federal government's help to stop birth tourism in the country. What is birth tourism?
Yes, that's the question.
It's when you travel to another country just to give birth in that country for that child that you're giving birth to get citizenship in that country.
Okay.
So let's say I was living in Tonga. I travelled to Aussie just so I can have my baby there so that my baby can be an Australian citizen.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's birth tourism. I did not know that until today. And apparently this is a very serious problem, or the governor... According to the governor, it's a major problem for the Northern Marianas. Obviously, people would be travelling there to get US citizenship for their kids or for their newborns. And he says it's affecting the island's overall tourism industry, not just that, but also threatens the national security interests and also strains their healthcare resources, which, you know.
I don't know what the laws... I'm just thinking about here in New Zealand how that works.
That'll be like the birthright citizenship thingy, eh?
Okay.
But they're wanting to eliminate birthright citizenship for babies born as a result. I think I was...
You're a birthright citizen?
No, I was born in Tonga, so...
Oh, okay. I'm okay.
I'm good. I didn't practice birth tourism.
Okay.
But I do know some family members who have.
So what are we saying, like, when it looks at the Pacific region in general, immigration tourism? Sorry.